On Wednesday, the American Farm Bureau Federation announced four finalists for its Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. This year's challenge will award $145,000 to rural companies. The final four teams were whittled down from a pool of 356 applicants, the biggest ever for the challenge, which is now in its third year. The challenge makes investments in rural companies with ties to agriculture, something Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says is a priority for the organization.
You know, this program came together because we think it's important to invest in our rural communities.
One of the finalists was Wincall Manufacturing in Nebraska. That company created a product called the Grain Goat, a battery-powered handheld combine that samples moisture content of grain. Martin Bremer with Wincall says the invention was created after becoming frustrated with driving harvest equipment from field to field just to collect field samples.
I felt the need to have a real small machine that could accomplish the same thing. Getting grain out of a crop is actually a weird physics challenge to overcome. A great big machine can do it without any effort, but a really tiny machine, it's a little bit difficult, but we've got a machine that does it well, and now a farmer can drive in his pickup to every field he has just in minutes and harvest just enough sample to use the onboard moisture meter and know if it's ready to harvest or not.
Agricultural startups can also face unique education challenges in attracting investors. Tony Bova is a PhD student at the University of Tennessee and a founder of Grow Bioplastics, which makes biodegradable plastics for use in the fruit and vegetable fields. The company was announced as one of the finalists, and Bova says that financial help will be appreciated.
So one of our first exposures to people in the investing world, we got to participate in the Rice Business Plan Competition in Houston, Texas. It's the largest business plan competition for graduate students, and I think they gave out just under $3 million in awards when we were there. But in all of our presentations, a lot of the investors didn't really understand how the agricultural system works, how people buy things, the things that they value. They really were thinking that we needed to be more like a tech hardware or software business. So it was difficult to try and convince them of the value that we were bringing to the table.
In addition to those two projects, the other two finalists are Vertical Harvest Hydroponics from Anchorage, Alaska, and Leverack LLC from Seward, Nebraska. All four finalists were awarded $15,000. In January, the finalists will vie for an additional $25,000 at AFBF's annual convention in Phoenix. Six semifinalists also received $10,000 each. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.